USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After being mentioned as a likely successor to John Kelly as President Trump's chief of staff, Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Nick Ayers, over the weekend saying he will not take the position as he also plans to resign at the end of the year. Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut says he's very concerned about John Kelly's departure.
I imagine that he was one of the people that was attempting to convince the president not to fire Mueller, to not issue pardons as a means of trying to influence the investigation. And so I think that with his departure, certainly depending on who replaces him, are concerns that Mueller may be on the chopping block.
Reuters is reporting Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin and Republican Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina are now the two possible lead contenders to replace John Kelly. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Millions of southeastern United States residents are facing the aftermath of a major winter storm. More than 1,000 air flights have been canceled because of it, and about 300,000 people are without power in the Carolinas, Tennessee, as well as southern Virginia. At least 4 people were killed because of the storm. Some interesting picks for Time's Person of the Year. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
7-member Korean boy band BTS has won the online readers' poll for Time's Person of the Year, beating out other artists, world leaders, and politicians. Planet Earth narrowly trailed BTS in the poll. With millions of votes cast, BTS outpaced Planet Earth by 0.12%. The Thai cave divers finished third. Other top finishers, the South Korean president, undocumented children, former First Lady Michelle Obama. Time's choice for 2018 Person of the Year will be revealed Tuesday on NBC's Today Show.
2 U.S. senators proposing to create a human rights commission named after the late Senator John McCain. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is supporting $750 billion in defense spending, and that would be higher than the $733 billion request that the Pentagon's expected to make for the 2020 fiscal year. Earlier this fall, President Trump told all cabinet officials to cut their budgets by 5%, but he suggested that the military would not face that sort of cut. Reuters reporting Defense Secretary James Mattis spoke with President Trump in the past few days about what the Pentagon chief views as the risks of a flat defense budget. The managing director of the International Monetary Fund says there are no signs now of an imminent U.S. recession. On CBS's Face the Nation, Christine Lagarde says she sees no signs of a recession in the near term based on the information that the IMF has at this moment. But she does say if there are more tensions, like what's happening between the United States and China, investors will start to worry and wonder where they should put their money. She adds there is no threat in the short term, as its forecasts is still for economic growth of about 3.7%, which Lagarde says isn't bad. And Ralph Breaks the Internet's the number one film in North America for the third straight week, the Disney feature earning about $16 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.